by going out. He went out not knowing where he was going. He lived as an alien in the midst of the promised land, dwelling in tents with several Isaac and Jacob. But there's more than meets the eye. You could take a look inside of this faithful man and could see what he was seeing. Way down deep inside, he had a vision of the heavenly bride, and he knew that someplace God had prepared a city. Holy city, heavenly bride, myriads of angels. Though I've never seen you, yet I love you still. My name has been written on Zion's holy hill. When Jesus sent them forth, they went out two by two to cleanse the land and share God's plan with the people. Every place they went, the power of God was sent, healing the sick, raising dead, casting out devils. But when they returned to Christ, he said there's more than meets the eye. Don't rejoice in this, but thank God your names are written. There is a city, my friends, wherein dwells only that city that I'll be coming for you. Holy city, heavenly bride, myriads of angels bathed in pure light. Though I've never seen you, yet I love you still. For my name has been written on Zion's holy hill. And so the story's told. There is a city with streets of pure gold, where the Lamb is the Lion, the glory of Zion forever. River of life so bright and clear, the Father's love flows everywhere. City is filled with God's people from all the ages. Abraham will be there too. Peter, Paul, and so will you. For the word of God says not one of them is missing. Just remember, my friends, it's true. God had prepared a place for you. The holy city where your name has been written. Holy city, heavenly bride, myriads of angels bathed in your light. Though I've never seen you, yet I love you still. For my name has been written on Zion's holy hill. Angels bathed in pure light. Though I've never seen